Aloha, blessings, divine ones. I am Priestess Maya Ananda, coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the big, bold, and beautiful island of Hawaii, and you are listening to The Road to Happy. Well, I am just fueled this morning. My grandmother, I can hear her words in my mind, fueled with the Holy Spirit, she would have said. That dubious ghost that floats around, I never could quite understand what that concept was. But anyway, that's another rabbit hole right now. Not going to go there. But I awoke with so much energy about me. The crescent moon with its kind of orangey glow in the pre-dawn light shining through my window, and so much information just coming through. Divine Mother saying, today it starts, today. All that you've been planning, all that you've been receiving and downloads and messages and visionings, it's all here. It's all here. And so with profound gratitude, I sit in this space with you for all that has been, all that will be, for your journeys, for taking this moment of pause, Divine Ones. Pause in your day, honoring yourself, your journey, taking full responsibility for your health and well-being. Brava. And so we come together in this magical space and just take a breath. And I draw you into this land to offer you its gift of healing, the sun rising over the Ohia forest and sparkles of dew shining in the grass. But we're not journeying further there today. There's much, much to move forward. Because you see, we are all here in this magical time. The world is shifting. Can you feel it? It is shifting. And you, Divine One, shifting with it. So enough of that. Let's get to it. I choose not to timestamp things because I like to think of these podcasts as just oracle cards, and you choose one and that's your message for the day. Whenever it reaches you, it's the right moment, the right time. But today is Mother's Day, so I put out an honoring of all mothers. We've gotten a bad rap of late, of eons and eons. This sacred journey that is mother, perhaps the most important job on the face of this planet, this earth community, this magical gift of creating life within us. And then through our own bodies, releasing this infant, this little star seed out into the world, nourishing them with our own body, feeding them, and then raising this child with love, compassion, nurture. Where are those things in the world, huh? And putting them out in the world with heart always on your sleeve, right? I told my daughter, enjoy sleeping now. She's 14 and loves to sleep suddenly, all the time. Because I said, when you give birth, there's no more sleeping, really. You always have one ear awake, right? You're always listening. You're always on alert. The sacred journey that is mother. If you ask me, in my humble opinion, that has been lost in this world. And it is truly at the foundation of my work at the birthing of the Church of Our Divine Mother, the Happy Heart Sanctuary. Everything that I'm putting out in the world is to weave back that vital thread that is so missing of the mother as a core being, a core, well, bringing that element of sacred to that journey. Are you with me there? Some years ago, what came through me were these five core attributes: kindness, compassion, care, nurture, and respect. Five things that have been whittled out of our society, in a society that puts dollars, right, wealth for wealth's sake, success at the expense of others at any expense, marching up that corporate ladder, getting to the top, achieving, all of these key words, which are so harsh. And I say, look where they've gotten us. Look where it's all gotten us, to this brick wall of violence. Every day. I mean, truly, this is not an exaggeration. Every day, if not several times a day, highlights of different shootings, cars ramming into grocery stores and just crowds of people. What is that? It's not normal, but it's become normal. I'm bringing it back to our sacred honoring of mother. What mother out there? The mother who has held that child within them, allowed that child to take shape in their bodies. And I don't know about you, other mothers out there, but, you know, it's a point when you're pregnant, you realize this, it's not just your body anymore. Not only that, but your body is on autopilot. It's doing what it has to do. Brain? No. And for me, it was a little daunting. I don't know about for you. But you spend that time, the decision to pause in one path of life, to allow for this development, this growth, this gestation, and then at the end of those months, your body, with not a gentle tickle, does what it does to allow that little soul to be released from your form and out into the world. And in those precious moments when that little life is born, sitting on your chest, warm and eyes unfocused, and that tiny newborn cry, and you look at that little thing, this little beautiful being before you, and it is such a feeling of perfect love, isn't it? It's not possible to describe fully with words. That connection. Your heart forever on your sleeve. Sleep never again. Utter connection. Communion. Engaging in that sacred dance of birth and death and rebirth all in that moment. Perhaps your partner there too, enraptured by the beauty and sacredness of that moment. And I assure you, there is not one mother on the face of this earth community that in that moment, when you are feeling that sense of nurture and protection, perhaps a little scared even, of the enormity of this gift before you, gratitude. There is not one mother that looks at this tiny, innocent little being and says, yeah, I'm okay with this little thing going to war, picking up a gun and fighting for something, for anything. There's not one mother at that moment. Don't get in your head and don't argue about this. Yes, but no, not one. You hold that little being to your chest, and you want nothing more than to protect it, to nurture it. And you spend, from that moment on, raising this child. Every moment, every breath, dedicated to them becoming a whole person, giving them wisdoms and skills that you feel are important, putting them in situations where you feel they will learn. And again, sending them off to schools to be educated, not to be shot in the face. I'm sorry to add that to this, but is this just unheard of reality? Unheard of. And it is what I live and breathe to shift. And I know you're with me on that. So I say on this day of honoring of the mother, perhaps it's time that we mothers unite. Perhaps it's time that we each individually, collectively, make a commitment to the essence of mother that is nurture, that is care, that is compassion, kindness, and respect. Pretty gosh darn good things, don't you think? Let us make this commitment to honor these attributes. If we, each and every one of us, can make a commitment, setting an intention, putting light around these attributes, each and every one of us, then the light will grow. It all starts with a choice, a simple, simple choice, a few words to the universe, saying, I choose different. I choose compassion. I choose kindness. I choose nurture. I choose the importance of the journey of mother. I choose the sacred dance that is here in this life. I choose life. And I'm going to finish that thought by saying, I choose me. Not me. I mean you. You say, I choose me. Otherwise, it doesn't come off across. English language is not that flexible at this moment. But you choose you. That's what I mean. Say it. I choose me. That's what I mean. You got it. We have to start putting ourselves first. Divine ones, we have to start putting ourselves first, because the mothers of the world are looking like a beraggled bunch, if you ask me. Too many balls in the air. Too many. It's impossible. You cannot juggle all of these balls. You cannot give yourself fully to your children and then be ripped off to another space, whatever it is. Work is a whole nother podcast, the nature of work, because work does not just mean bringing a paycheck home and feeling devalued. That's not work. That's slavery. Going to a space each and every day simply for a paycheck. We are here for a work, yes. But I don't really, we need a better word. We're here for a divine purpose, really. That's what it is. Those passions within you, that which you wish to create, to birth to the world. Your emergences from the universe. As I said, pause there, because that's a whole nother podcast. My little dog is looking at me so unhappily because it's like 60 out and it's chill, and he's saying, why again are we here when I could be inside wrapped up in my little blankie? Give me a moment. He purrs, my little doggy. That's his purring. No, one second. Back to the honoring of mothers. Oh, there's so many images in my mind right now of directions to go, and I feel this is going to be many podcasts in one, let's say. Or that will be fueled from this. Okay, I'll go there. I feel that we, and I'm being shown to share with you, we've come to this space that we are so out of alignment, there we go, out of balance with ourselves, with this beautiful earth, this planet that we call home. We are so out of alignment that we simply just don't know what to do. We have lost our guiding system. Lost connection to it. We haven't lost it. We have lost our connection to it. And by that guiding system, I mean our own intuition, our instincts, listening to our bodies. Our bodies are roadmaps. This is again at the core of my work. And in my book, From Meh to Magical, a Guide to Life series. Your body is your Geiger counter. Gives you signals. And they're so simple. They're so simple. They don't need to be overanalyzed. You don't need to dive into psyche or theory or anything. You just need to feel. Just need to feel. There's two directions. There's up, there's down. And when I say up, I mean lightness. I mean joy. I mean love. Lightness. Excitement. It feels right. And then there's the other end of the spectrum, the lower emotions, vibrations, and heavier anger, frustration. And again, I will pause there, because that's enough to bring into this space this morning. If you're interested in that, please reach out. Many things that I have to offer. Random truck in the background. So collectively, we have rather come to a brick wall. I'll say, and I'll speed this up. I was lost in the just the sun coming up over the horizon and thinking myself. We have come to this brick wall. We have slammed into it and we say, what now? And is this all there is? How many people tell me, is this really all there is? Is this all there is? No, it's not. There's so much more. You just have to believe. I would like for each and every one of you to wake up each morning like I did today, fueled with passion, with excitement, with gratitude, wondrous things in this world. Knowing that what you will do, the steps, the words that you will offer to the world on this day will be meaningful, will bring you joy. Perhaps some moments of unexpectedness, perhaps even some sorrow. But even in those moments, you go, it's okay. Because this is all the grand tapestry of life. So, I pose to you the magical question. Are you happy? Are you happy with where you are in this moment? The life that you've created with the world as is? And if in any of those areas you can say not 100%, then let's come together, Divine One. Let's come together on this road to happy and collectively choose different. All right. So happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. Remember, kindness, care, compassion, nurture, and respect. Let's bring those back to the forefront of this world and in your own day. Honoring the sacred journey, the sacred dance that is Mother. Honoring her ability, her gift to nurture. Let us nurture ourselves, number one. Honoring ourselves from a space of the deep, deep. Rebirthing, rebranding our journeys, not in frustration and fear, oh, but in joy and love. And that feels complete. So I am Priestess Maya Ananda, coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the Big Island of Hawaii, and you have been listening to The Road to Happy. Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. And remember, from the heart of the Divine Mother, through my heart to yours, we are all one. Aloha and blessings for a magical day. Bye.